Howdy, howdy, guys, and welcome to the second episode of the Shoot the Skeet podcast. This podcast was created for youth shooters by youth shooters. I'm your host, Reagan Moon, and together we're gonna dive into all things shooting sports. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or just getting started, you better grab that ear protection and get ready to come shoot the skeet with me. I am excited to announce with me today is Maddie Barbie and Sydney Craven from the Texas A&M Skeet and Trap team. Thank y'all so much for coming on Shoot the Skeet. What's up, ladies?
Hey, how you doing, Reagan?
What's up, Reagan?
I heard y'all just won runner-up at Nationals. I mean, congratulations. How'd it go? Anything? Any notes?
Yeah, shooting Nationals was a super awesome experience with the whole team. We ended up coming in second, but we tied for the title and had to go into a full team shoot-off.
Dang.
Which is where we take the top five shooters from each event, and they went and reshot their event. And we shot against Lindenwood, who ended up winning, but throughout the whole shoot-off event, we stayed very even and tied all the way up until the very end at the Sporting Clays shoot-off. Overall, we beat our last year's national team score that ended up winning by 31 targets, which is a great accomplishment in itself, and it's crazy that we tied for the title with that. Honestly, it was just the most amazing experience to be out there for how many days? 5 days?
Yeah, it was a long time.
With the whole team, and it's an amazing bonding experience. It really builds your character and makes you into a better shooter.
For sure. And like Maddie touched on a little bit, the six different events that goes into that final score. Our team actually won three of those events over Lindenwood. It really just kind of came down to the nail in that final event. I was actually in that final event at the shoot-off, and man, the pressure was just insane. The mental focus you had to have to pull it through, and you know, Lindenwood just ended up getting that upper hand, and in the end, everything turned out, you know, how it was supposed to, and I still think we had a great time. Everyone built on their own game, so that's the goal.
That's super awesome, guys. So I just have a couple questions today, you know, getting down to the nitty-gritty of shotgun shooting, trying to get some info out to the youth. So I know both of y'all have been shooting since you were young. What would y'all say your favorite moment in shotgun shooting has been?
Personally, for me, I think my favorite moment was the first time I ever shot 800 straight in skeet, which skeet is my favorite event, and so the goal for any shooter is to run around in whatever event it is. And the time I shot the 100 straight was at practice, and it was for a scored Marine 100. So it was very high intensity competition level shooting, which makes it even more awesome than just shooting a practice round 100. Afterwards, I was sweating. It was the most pressure I think I have ever felt, but it was awesome being at practice too, and the rest of my teammates were there just high-fiving me. It's just an amazing accomplishment to get there, and that's when you know you've made it.
That's awesome.
For me, my favorite memory was actually last year at Collegiate Nationals when I somehow took away the ladies collegiate national title. I honestly had no idea I was winning it until after I shot my final event. So I had no pressure and nothing taking me down on the field, which is, I think, how I pulled it out. Just knowing afterwards, kind of like Maddie was touching on, my whole team knew it and they started coming and congratulating me. Parents, our supporters knew, and then they come up. But it was a really awesome feeling, really awesome experience.
And touching on that a little bit more, I know that a big part of your shooting revolves around your mental toughness.
Yeah, for sure.
I know I've seen you at least out on the field totally dialed in. I think I have even commented a couple of times that you look a little bit like a robot. How do you think that you created that mentality of staying hardwired on the next clay, the next bird, the next shot?
Yeah, for sure. So I definitely agree with at least 90% of shotgun shooting is mental focus and mental toughness. You know that you have to hit that target. You know that if you don't hit it, you're not going to win. And that's just one of those things. And so that's actually why I love shotgun shooting, is that it combines that mental aspect with your physical coordination and just putting it all together. So for me, I have a mental process, and I actually have a few sentences, and it changes based on the event, but I have a few sentences that I'll tell myself to remind myself, you know, look at this spot on the bird, or here's my whole point. We're looking back here with my eyes, catch that flash, start moving, and then you can hit that target. And I'll say those few words to myself before every single shot, which gets a little tedious, but in the end, that's what works for me. It's what is, you know, keeps me able to hit the target. So I just really try to do that in competition and practice, you know, practice how you play. So that's what works for me.
And that I know that that's how a lot of shooters have been shooting, and that a lot of the youth just don't understand how to get that hardwired in quite yet. And that's a big difference in growing up in shooting and developing that. So would either of you say you have any, other than what you just mentioned, any specific tools you use to deal with the pressure, or, you know, the pressure of shooting in a shoot-off or shooting for your team like you just did at Nationals?
Something I do to, like, help me, like, refocus, because sometimes I lose that focus and start to slip. And what I do is I just, like, tell myself when I'm shooting is as soon as I see the orange and black, the hard line between the orange and black on that target, is when I can pull the trigger. And that's how I get away from that overthinking and start thinking about, oh, this target's doing this, or someone's behind me doing this. All I'm thinking about is that orange and black, a bright spot on the target. And if that's the only thing going through my head, then that's the only thing I'm gonna hit.
Yeah, really the only extra thing I do is on the lulls, you know, on the field, the time in between your shooting. You only really have to get that dialed in the few moments before you step into that cage or in that stand to shoot. In those moments between, I try to talk to my friends, talk to other people, get your mind off of it, you know, talk about what you did yesterday or what you ate for breakfast, anything to get your mind off of the pressure that you're about to feel when you get into that cage.
And I know that going into that mental toughness, we also have to play on positivity, dealing with the hard times that do come off of those good parts of shooting. I know that it plays such a big role in the game, and Maddie, you are constantly characterized as a shining light on the team who keep people in a great mood and keep people lighthearted. How do you keep up with that positivity and maintain that, especially through maybe long periods of slow progression or really bad days on the skeet field?
Honestly, it just depends on your personality, truly, because some people, they stay focused and quiet and they don't want to talk to anybody while they're shooting. But for me, I'm a real chatty person, so I like to be able to talk to people. And when I'm shooting at my best level is when I don't even know I'm shooting at my best level and I'm just having fun with my friends. So it's really not like a struggle to try and keep that positivity up. But also, whenever I see that somebody else is struggling, I really love to encourage and help everybody feel good about themselves, no matter what the scores are. In the end, you shoot good, you shoot bad, it's another day. So as long as you just enjoy what you're doing and just be happy, whether it's good or bad, you'll have a good day.
We're all here for the fun of it at the end of the day. All right, we're all girls here. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. I know that we deal with stereotypes on a daily basis in this male-dominated sport. Sydney, Maddie, have y'all faced really any challenges or any specific challenges based on gender?
I think the main thing when it comes to this for me is that people just don't take you as seriously. You know, like, even though I can go out there and shoot just as good or better than a lot, most of the boys, they look at me walking around that complex, you know, those shooting facilities, and they just don't see that. There's never even that wonder or that, you know, curiosity. They just automatically assume we're bad because we're female. And that kind of transfers onto the field. You know, whenever you step up with your squad of five onto the skeet field and the four boys go and they talk to each other, you know, and they talk, get hyped up about the sport, and you're just not included at all. And that gets a little bit tough. Kind of goes back to that mental focus. You just kind of got to stay in your sport and do it because you love it, not for any other reason.
Yeah, playing off of that, not taking it as seriously, I feel like when it comes down to the female awards, because we're segregated from males in our own division, that people don't see, like, winning, like how Sydney won the ladies collegiate national title last year. They don't see that as hard as winning the male national title, which in reality, the girls shoot just as good or better than their male counterparts. Honestly, that's just the biggest struggle, is that reputation for having, like, a female award is just not seen as...
It's not as reputable,
it's not as, I guess, as winning a male title.
Prestigious.
Yes, sure. Because, like, there may be less females in the category, and I know I do this with my brother, and he'll be like, you only won that because you were a girl. In reality, if you look at the scores, the girls shot just as good as better, even though there was less of us. So
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even just telling people that I shoot, like just telling a random person in class that I shoot, it's, oh, well, I could beat you.
Definitely.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we face it and we deal with it on a, you know, we deal with it on a daily basis, but we persevere.
Yeah.
And, you know, that being said, even though we may not see that, see this on a daily basis, y'all are such an inspiration to youth female shooters, you know, making it all the way to shooting collegiately, continuing to shoot. I mean, so many youth shooters fall off once they get to college because it's hard to maintain, and y'all have done it. Do either of y'all have any advice for female aspiring shooters who may feel scared or timid to jump into this sport?
The main thing I would say, I know as a young girl, a 12-year-old girl, it really bothered me that the boys wouldn't talk to me on the field. I mean, I don't know. But that was definitely me. And so I would say find your people. You know, now that I am in college, most of my shooting friends are male, and they definitely take me as seriously as anyone else. And so just find your people, stay in it. If you love it, stay with it. It will be your outlet for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shooting is a lifetime sport.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. I love going to some random NSCA shoot and just showing up and joining a squad of these old men and then just kicking butt. And it's the best feeling in the world to just like blow people's minds. If you stick with it, there's not a better feeling than going out against that guy who said, I bet I can beat you, and cleaning the floor with him. So
yeah,
just be proud of who you are and do what you love. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. Well, guys, that is, I think it. Thank you guys so much for being here and for sharing a bit of your wisdom to my listeners. Any last, you know, parting remarks?
I think we've covered all the main points. I appreciate you having us on. You know, it was a good time, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. Thanks, Reagan. I hope we get some encouragement to the youth about shooting, especially the girls out there who are maybe scared of a gun, but it's not that scary once you get behind it.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. As always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Shoot the Skeet today. If you liked what you heard and want more tips and tricks to stay on target, don't forget to visit agcj366.tamu.edu to see my other episode highlighting my favorite shooting coach, who just happens to be my dad. And remember, whether you are a seasoned shooter or just starting out, keep aiming high, stay safe, and most importantly, get out there and shoot the skeet.